He prefers Dogman over Bigfoot and Mothman. He once got in a fight with a pit bull and won. His passion for the truth is infinite. He is Shepherd Ambellus, and you are listening to his show.
How's it going, everyone? We got a jam-packed show today. We're going to have Vinny Eastwood on with us, Mark Matheny, the Outcast, ATN.live show host will be on with us. We got the lovely Bethany Adani. We might be joined by Matt from Canada talking about acid rain melting the paint off of his vehicle, and Rained Out Rantcast might be joining us here shortly. So welcome to the show, the Shepherd Ambellus Show. It airs on ATN.live weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central. So make sure and check it out. Also, it airs on YouTube, Rumble, and it archives on all the podcast platforms. So check it out on Apple Podcasts. 5-star it. Give it a thumbs up on everything. Smash the like button, subscribe, do all that, keep doing it, and then send in some money because we need it to keep everything alive and thriving. All right, let's get into it. So this is going to be kind of a crazy show, guys. Feel free to chime in at any time, but I'm going to kind of lay out some stuff in the beginning here. And you all know we had the G4S security officer from the South Carolina nuclear power plant on, Curtis, and he said that on February 4th, when the Chinese balloon, supposed purported Chinese balloon, flew over his power plant and his security officer saw all that, two of his other security officers, who one of them might come on the show eventually here, saw a Tylenol-shaped object like the Tic Tac that that Air Force colonel or captain, Fravor, I think his name was, or something like that, saw when he saw that gimbal and that Tic Tac object. Now, we got Mark Matheny with us. He's going to be playing a video of this Tic Tac that y'all will remember because basically this came out several years back where the U.S. government came out. There was that Blink 182 vocalist came out. They were connected to Podesta. They're saying, hey, look, there's these gimbal objects. There's these Tic Tac objects. And I didn't trust that because I didn't trust that the government, you know, I was like, okay, I cannot absolutely trust the government here, right? So what I did is I waited for something to culminate. Now we've had a live witness come on the Shepherd Ambellus Show and tell us, look, his security officer, a G4S security officer, or one of his other security people reported this, two, and it was reported. They saw the same thing. So I trust that. So this is going on with the balloon fiasco, Biden's balloon bubble, which is essentially, in my opinion, another Roswell that they rolled out. They're like, let's use the old Roswell balloon story. And they're rolling this out as a cover, but they're using this in many different ways. Now they're saying that some farmer's balloon might have got shot down or something. And Biden's, you know, basically saying like, look, I ordered the shoot down of this. You know, people are saying, what did he actually shoot down? So it's getting odd from like that perspective. And
what's crazy about all this is that at the same time that's going on, I played you guys footage of this rogue planet that this lady reported to the Mr. MB333 channel. She got images of it. Her family saw it as well. And then we showed another separate video from a separate witness of this planet flying low on the horizon, huge, where there was a plume of smoke. We analyzed it on the Shepherd Ambella show, and it was moving way too fast to be the moon, low on the horizon at a different angle, and it was only visible for about 10 minutes. Now, on the show, Twitter, actually, someone responded to me today on Twitter, and they're saying their son is a truck driver, and he saw the quote moon, which they're saying like it really wasn't the moon, moving very close in the eastern sky this AM. He stated that it was not the moon, and this planet object kept moving closer to Earth for 10 minutes, then disappeared. We have them coming out saying the Earth's core is stopping. You know, and this is funny. This is all going on right at the same time. There's these balloons. There's all this UFO activity ramping up. And then to top it off, the government's coming out, and they're saying they're in classified SCIF meetings. Let's listen to this back. They're dealing with space matter.
So we're going to try to be prompt. So the first question I have is, when this entered U.S. airspace, did we know what the Chinese were trying to collect? Do we know what they were doing? Do we know what they were trying to collect?
Senator, thank you for the question. As the NORAD NORTHCOM commander has said, when the balloon entered North American airspace, NORAD had custody of it and was tracking it closely.
Yep.
As it transited across Alaska through Canada, which is of course part of NORAD, and we were sharing intelligence of real time and tracking and assessing with the Canadians, and as it entered the continental of the United States, we were able to track and assess.
I got the tracking, and I got that. I want to know if we knew what the Chinese were trying to collect with that balloon, with that reconnaissance balloon.
Yeah, Senator, thanks for the question. We can probably get into details more in the classified setting.
You can just say yes or no. Sir, you don't need to get into specifics. Just did we know what they're trying to collect, yes or no?
Yes, sir. We understand it. This is a broader part of a broader suite of operations that China is undertaking.
So we knew what they were looking for.
Sir, I think we should talk about this more explicitly in the classified session, but yes, sir, we understand that this is part of the broader suite of operations that China is undertaking to try and get better understanding of U.S.
I got it. I mean, there's all sorts of suites of operations we have with what's going on in outer space and everything. But the question is, did we know what that balloon was trying to gather? Do we?
Sorry, guys, we seem to have lost telemetry there. Yeah. Some strange things happening on the switchboards here today, guys. A little bit of a difficulty whenever we're running with StreamYard. So we're going to have to actually reload and try and rejoin the show again or something. Don't know. But anyway, thank you very much for those of you who are tuning into this live broadcast with Vinnie Eastwood on the Shepherd Ambella show. We've been live quite a bit this last week or so, and Vinny is tired, and he's a new daddy as well, so that's very helpful with that. Now I think also people need to just have a little bit of patience when, of course, we're doing all this stuff. We don't have millions of dollars to spend on staff and studios and things of that nature, but
I don't know what to think of
here we go.
A lot of this anymore, you know, there's so much stuff going on. I think that there's a bombardment in, you know, in the general news about all these things. 1 minute they're trying to make us think that there's possible World War III scenarios, and next thing they're saying is these are just weather balloons and hot air balloons. So, you know, in my opinion, it just seems like they're trying to keep people unsteadied and feared, you know, afraid.
What did you think of how he said we had space problems and they're in like going into like a classified session? I mean, isn't this bizarre?
Yeah. I do think that that's really bizarre. It kind of reminds you of the continuity of government scenarios. Remember back when there's a famous video, and I can't remember the gentleman's name, when they were talking about some FEMA contingency plans, and then when he asks questions, are they suspending the Constitution? They go, oh, we can't talk about that. Well, it seems to be like, you know, we know that continuity of government has to be, you know, in place right now, especially with the threats of war and now these undeclared sightings of whatever these things are or sure. not. You know,
absolutely. Vinny, what do you think of this? I mean, you know, what are your thoughts on anything you've heard and just kind of what I broke down there, and how it's so weird how that guy's talking about a space problem too.
I don't know. I mean, any hoarder has a space problem, but the thing that we're looking at here is kind of like big frick off distraction. Like, everybody's talking about it, and what can you actually do about it? Is there nothing you can do actually about it? Can you go to the site to investigate it? Can you look into the space with your telescope and shoot down whatever it is? No, you can't.
Right. So, well, have you noticed too, they're saying that, oh, these happen in such remote areas that the military didn't even know where they were happening or something like that. It's like, what are they talking about?
Yeah.
Like, this is so weird.
Hey, everybody, look over here. Whoa, it's over there. Oh. Nothing, don't worry about it.
Now, so that's really interesting that you bring that up, because they have the chemical spill right in Ohio, the train situation.
Right.
They're according to Merkle Media, you know, there's possibly people were getting handed out these waivers they got to sign if they want to get their water and their house tested. So like crazy stuff's going on as to where. You know, there's going to be lawsuits involved and stuff. So obviously, like, there's chemicals getting around. It's made it up into the air, into the atmosphere. It's stripped paint off of cars. We might talk to someone later. Do you think that is part of the distraction, Vinny, or does it go deeper into, like, war or, like, a worldwide event? Vinny Eastwood, break it down. What's been on your radar lately?
Well, I was just thinking about the concept of news, the 24-hour news cycle. I recall back in the day when the 2012 Fukushima thing happened, and we thought it was like the end of civilization, like we were all going to irradiate, like this was the last generation, that kind of thing. And all these things just sort of come by the side. Each of these new crises come and then they go. And with the perspective of time, you learn to put things into their context. Should you be worried about it? Should you be talking about it? Should you be spending a huge amount of time on it? Can you do anything about it? And when you ask those questions, you know, a lot of the time when it comes to the 24-hour news cycle and stories like this, no. They're basically just a brain feed to a large degree. And because people are interested in them, you get a lot of hits by talking about them. But does it really improve people's lives? Does it really change their perspectives about things? Now, the question is, what kind of chemical spill are we dealing with? The kind that causes acid rain? What kind of toxic chemicals are going around all over the place that don't get derailed and things like that? And where are those chemicals actually going? Are they going into our food supply? Are they going into our air via chemtrails and so on and so forth? So what are the general composition of the chemical makeup of the human body at this point? I mean, apparently when new babies are born, they have 200 trace poisons in their umbilical cords that can be found.
Oh my God, really? You know, I never heard that. That's amazing.
See, now that's amazing. That's life-changing information. That's something you can do something about. But acid rain with that guy over there having paint stripped off his car, I'm not sure there's something I can personally do something about. But we can protect ourselves and we can keep toxins and chemicals and things of that nature away from ourselves and away from our children. And that includes Wi-Fi and electromagnetic radiation, which is saturating us all the live long day.
Well, that's another thing, you know, people, they got their Wi-Fi in their houses bombarding them the whole time. All these frequencies are in the air. There's some guy going around saying there's these extremely low frequencies now, which people might relate to 5G. Did you hear about that guy, Vinny, in Austin, Texas, that basically got swatted? He was like a millionaire restaurant mogul or tech mogul guy, and he went outside with his AR and he was like hearing voices and talking to people, but some alleged neighbor called him in that actually sounded like a cop or something because he was using certain terminology, and people have analyzed this, and then the cops showed up and just killed him. But this guy ended up getting the doorbell camera and playing it back, and this guy's been checking into ELF, and we broke it down on the show, but he was hearing phrases and stuff come through, and it was like, it was almost like these cops carried out some kind of kill, and then it reminded me of in New York how they pass laws to where they can round up mentally ill people now and basically vaccinate them and take them to facilities and detain them. Are you seeing anything like that in New Zealand in the rhetoric, or are you seeing any positioning like that, like in your neck of the woods as well?
Well, with New Zealand, we've got 5G being installed all over the place and government saying it's all good. Under New Zealand law, they're allowed 1 million milligauss in the air, and I think Wi-Fi gives off about maybe 30,000 milligauss, and the logic behind this statute in New Zealand is that if it doesn't burn you or cook you, then it's safe.
Yeah.
So I remember one time when I had three computers in here with wireless mice and keyboards and the Wi-Fi going and stuff like that, and had a guy come in and test the place, and he was like, man, there's a 30,000 milligauss in here. Let's turn off one of these wireless mouses. Still 30,000. Turn off the keyboards. And blah, 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 blah. By the time we turned off 11 different things that were all emitting about 30,000 milligauss by themselves, now we've got a reading of about 4 milligauss in my office. And the question is, how many times are you in apartment buildings or something like that where everybody's got their own little Wi-Fi, you know, when you search through the Wi-Fi thing, there's like millions of them and what have you. Now, in New Zealand, it's very, very interesting at the moment because we don't have any rights, okay? You've allegedly got constitutional rights in the United States, allegedly. In New Zealand, we've got what's called the Bill of Rights, which basically has a little clause in it that says you've got all these rights, unless we say you don't. Now, in New Zealand, it's illegal to protest during a lockdown. I mean, one might think that was obvious, but one might also think that freedom of speech and freedom of assembly were your right if you weren't hurting anybody. No longer the case in New Zealand. Freedom of speech has gone as well because of the Christchurch call. You can now get 10 years in prison for questioning something like the Christchurch mosque massacre or even so much as showing footage.
Yeah, oh, my God.
That's crazy.
Yeah, if you want to show the footage or if you want to possess the footage or share it with anybody, that's 10 years a pop. In jail. And currently Counterspin Media in New Zealand here, probably the most popular alternative media platform that we have here, colleagues of mine, they are facing 14 and 28 years respectively, Hannah and Calvin, for sharing a link to a documentary on Telegram about the Christchurch mosque massacre, and it was just a trailer for the link. And so they were raided, all of their equipment was taken, all of their studio, all of their broadcast, all of their computers, all of their phones and everything like that was completely taken. The police still have that. This happened, I think, in November of last year. So you got no free speech, no freedom of assembly. All right, there's actually no peaceful means to resist at the moment. Indeed, on Thursday night, what was that, like 2 nights ago, I think, I was going out to Shooter's Bar, where Shane LaRosa, who recently ran in local politics and has also stood up to the government down at the Wellington protest, got himself arrested and got himself off of those charges. He has opened up his bar and his place to have people who are of the freedom persuasion to come and actually party, you know. And the police turned up in force, so there might have been as many as 20 or 40 police officers there, and they confiscated all the alcohol, and they even confiscated the donations bucket, which was meant to go for the DJs and the food for the night.
Oh, no way.
Oh, thieves.
That's nuts, man. That's
especially
like,
the alcohol.
That's as bad as them blocking, you know, they make it illegal to feed the homeless here in America in a lot of these states and whatnot. And I just find that absolutely insane, you know. I don't understand that, you know. Let me do a plug real quick. Everyone go to amiolife.com. The link's in the description. And you can go there and check out all their different products. They're multivitamins, they're soaps, they're infused with silver. The chelated multivitamin is really good. The pH balanced alkaline structured silver. It's made with structured water. It's all really good stuff. They got aloe gels, lozenges, amiolife.com. Use promo code SHEP25 and save 25% promo code SHEP25 and save 25%. So there's that. Thanks, Mark. You know, great job on that presentation.
Thank you.
All right, Vinny, continue ranting.
It's the Vinny Eastwood Show. It's the lighter side of genocide. Just because we're living in a high-tech global police state run by child trafficking Satanists doesn't mean we can't enjoy it. Otherwise, what's the point of being killed? So we're talking about New Zealand, and New Zealand's a very important example to the rest of the world, because we're essentially heading into the age of technocratic fascism. And New Zealand's really kind of like beaten the punch on this. So you got no free speech, no freedom of assembly, no freedom to protest. And it's essentially one of the most corrupt countries in the world, former British banking colony. And as a river of dirty money coming through this country, as has been exposed by the Panama paper leak, where New Zealand was, I believe, mentioned 66,000 times.
Oh, wow. That's great.
A lot of dirty money flowing through this thing. Think of Cayman Islands of the South Pacific. All right.
Right, right.
Now,
because they offer certain protections, but to do that, you got to pay off New Zealand, probably.
And it's all good in the hood. We have drugs running all over the place, and you can't even have guns here anymore. One Australian citizen who was reported to police for his crazy statements on the gun range wound up not being investigated by the police whatsoever, and then shot up a mosque full of people, and then they took all the law-abiding citizens' guns, and then they armed the police, and then the police started using their guns. The first time they used it was when they accidentally shot themselves in the ass sitting down while they were training to use them. And the police haven't been using their firearms terribly much since then, but you know who has been using it? All the criminal gangs who didn't give up their guns, right? And indeed, and it turned out that the gangs had already infiltrated the New Zealand police, where they keep all the records of all the firearm owners, so that the gangs had a shopping list full of all these people. And now, gun violence, we used to have, I think before Christchurch 2019, when they made the gun ban, we had on average one shooting death per 3 years. It is,
that's really low.
There are now 20 shootings in one part of Auckland, South Auckland, per night, roughly, I've heard some people say. right? So gun violence has escalated like nobody's business. We're now having people running into people's homes with machetes. So completely disarmed population. Okay. Fluoride is mandatory in all the water things. We've got chemtrails all over the place. 5G is being put up with almost nobody to stop them. The councils are completely corrupt. The judges are bought out. The medical system kills people left, right, and center. It's actually one of the leading causes of death in this country if you add up the statistics. So we're talking about a perfect democratic dictatorship, and that's ostensibly what the New Zealand Parliament is called, is an elected dictatorship. The COVID-19 health response bill, for example, was passed at 4 o'clock in the morning with no opposition because there was nobody there. In that bill, it says you don't have any rights of any kind anymore. We control all information, we control all movement, and we can do any of these things that we want, that we have infinite powers to, any time we want, and we just have to say so. To the point where we had allegedly one case of the Delta variant, of course using the PCR tests, which give close to 100% false positives, and they locked down the entire country of 5 million people based upon one alleged positive test. And that was And that was the arrest that you see behind me, all these police in masks arresting me. And we spent 6 weeks banned from accessing the internet, just as bail conditions, banned from accessing the internet during a level 4 lockdown, mind you, where you can't go out anywhere or do anything anyway, and no mobile phones, no leaving the property. And we had to go to court, like, I think 4 times in order to get that, at the cost of nearly $20,000 in legal bills just to get those bail conditions done. And we're still not even done yet, because this happened on August 18th, 2021. We're now
they've been extremely hard on New Zealanders down there over the, you know, stuff going on. What, I mean, like, what do you, why do you think that is, Vinny? Do you think that they decided to use New Zealand as a beta test because it's kind of out on the edge of the ice wall out there, or, like, you know, what do you think the deal is?
Well, it's Western cultures are all pretty much the same. They're hierarchical in nature. So ostensibly what you need is a safe little test ground. Let's test it on this little group of 5 million people with a Western culture, and let's see how our plans work out. Can we communistically indoctrinate the entire population to believe the exact opposite of the truth by fluoridating and controlling all the media through corrupt corporate means? Yes. Yes, we freaking can. Okay, we've experimented with that. Now let's do it everywhere. So now, they don't just test on New Zealand. Of course, they're testing everybody all the time with little things. But New Zealand is a very important test case, because this is where they do a lot of the important stuff. You know how people get social welfare and payouts from the government? They tested that here in New Zealand. They were the first people to do it. And they're like, hey, man, this really destroys society here, giving people a handout. It means they don't need to have any networks. It means they don't have to care for their families. It means that they don't have to do so, right, such and so on forth. Let's trot it out everywhere else. They gave women the vote here first to experiment. The British Empire were really worried that giving women the vote would change something, but it turns out women voted the way of their husbands, so it didn't change anything. So, hey, everybody now, women, you're free. Okay? Just as that's the unwritten rule of democracy, is you can do anything you want so long as it doesn't change anything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It doesn't. Wow.
Yeah. You know, they don't want, that's why they say row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. They don't want you to make waves, you know. wow.
Well, we're here to make waves, so, and we always will be.
I mean, it's crazy, though, how they hammered New Zealand, Australia. I mean, the U.S., you know, we pretty much went along with everything, like slaves here. And they did do us a number, but I mean, if you think about it, like, most Americans complied with everything, and as to the point of which they got all the leftists and liberals going crazy over it, to where, you know, they were calling people out for not wearing those coverings and whatnot. And
we call them face diapers.
Yeah, really. Right. Exactly. I mean, it basically is like that too. If you think about it, you're wearing like a shitty diaper.
Right. You're breathing your own CO2.
That's crazy. Yeah. Well, you know, you can't,
CO2 is bad for us, but we got to breathe it all day long.
If you fart, you know, I got to tax you for that.
Yeah.
They want to, Vinny, did you just fart? I need to tax that.
Right.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. I mean, it gives a whole new meaning to just being taxed out the ass, man.
Yeah.
You'll have a gas meter, and now you'll have an ass meter. Yeah.
And just to overcomplicate things, you'll also have an ass gas meter.
Right. Ass gas meter.
Oh, is it going to be a smart one too, where they can adjust your fart? Exactly. It wouldn't surprise me.
And that gives a whole new meaning to being a smart ass.
You have a gas mask ding. And an ass mask.
now would you
for days.
Now let me ask you a question.
Let me ask you a few questions.
By the way, do you have a mint? Perhaps some banaka?
We'll have breath mints and ass mints.
Oh man.
I mean, like I always say, guys, you know, stuff is terrible, but you should be able to have a laugh at it, okay? This is how you maintain your sanity, all right? I'm really Amen sick and tired that. Of people taking things too freaking seriously. It's like, bro, the world's run by child trafficking Satanists. What are you worried about? I can't understand. Yeah.
Now
you gotta laugh.
Yeah,
we do a lot of that on here, right, Shep? Right, guys,
nah,
we do.
Basically don't even do a real news show. We just sit and talk farts. It's like,
no, it's a good balance, I think. I mean, I do laugh a lot too. I otherwise I'd be crying all the time. I'd be like stressed all the time. I'm stressed too anyway. But you know, it is laughter is the best medicine.
Yeah,
and you have to. And in lieu, take breaks too.
And in lieu of laughter, beer and weed.
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely. Well, and anything else you desire.
You've got to have that. You got to have both. And, you know, like you were saying, all the stuff that's going on around the world right now, they're creating all types of news that are keeping people right on the edge of their seats. But at the same time, we got to look at it. What are they doing this week as well? They're having the World Government Summit meetings again. They're pushing digital currencies. A lot of legislative stuff that's going out is not really being looked at because everyone's looking at all this other stuff going on. And I'm not saying it is or is not important, but things that we could fix, they're the things that are being ignored. And the things that we not necessarily can fix, those are the things that they're pushing into the mainstream.
Yeah. They'll never fix anything that needs to be fixed, which is
well, that's their goal, their agenda.
You look at even like in America, our infrastructure here, Vinny, is just totally shot in a lot of instances, the bridges, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Even roads in real affluent areas like Scottsdale, Arizona have huge potholes in them.
On that note, you guys have seen the movie Logan, you know, the X-Men movie with old man Wolverine, right? Now
that is a good movie.
Now they were criticized about America looking really run down in the future because they had all these sets with all this crappy infrastructure and stuff like that, and they said no, we didn't build those sets, that's America now.
He just went to rural America and different areas.
Yeah, that's true. Wow.
And you know, the part where he got beat up in the beginning, that wasn't even in the script. They just got mugged in the beginning and they just filmed it. that's really happened. You know, it wasn't even part of the movie.
You know, making movies in America used to be a fun thing, but now you gotta watch out, man.
After he got his ass kicked, they said, man, we can make a movie out of this.
Yep.
I think people would much prefer like watching YouTube and stuff. They like watching real life. And I mean, because movies are just like, how can you even watch movies today? There's not enough, like all the scripts have already been written and we're living it right now. You can't top the script we're living. There's no way.
Yeah, you can't make this stuff up.
Make this shit up. Yeah.
No, shit up. Well, shit up.
Speaking of that, let's play a Biden clip.
Recently shot down over North America are likely not linked to China's spy program. He weighed in on the investigation yesterday, and Ed O'Keefe has more on this from the White House. Ed, good morning.
Good to see you. The intelligence community now believes that these balloons weren't a threat and probably just there for research or weather monitoring, according to the president. But after the shootdown of those three objects last weekend, he's now asking for new protocols to help distinguish between unmanned objects that are a threat and those that aren't.
I gave the order to take down these three objects.
President Biden telling the public Thursday what he knows and still doesn't know about the objects that were up there and ordered shot down.
Nothing right now suggests they were related to China's spy balloon program.
China. What's up, Brandcast? What are you up to, man? We got Vinny Eastwood. Hey, is that Matt dude gonna make it? Vinny.
Yeah, I gotta send him the link. I've been dealing with insurance shit.
That's all right.
Have you ever noticed how dealing with insurance shit is usually not very reassuring?
Yeah, less assuring. I've seen you guys talking about. And it's so stupid because
if you get in an accident, then your premiums go up and stuff. It's so stupid. Like, what's the point then? Just pay out of pocket.
I hate interns. That's crazy. I think you should just be able to crash into anyone. Fuck it.
Well,
just crash it.
It's our homeowners insurance.
Have you ever seen Seinfeld when he was renting a car and he was trying to rent the car? He gets there and he reserves it and he gets there and they don't have it. And he goes, it's a reservation. And she goes, yeah, we know the reservation. He goes, apparently you don't know. You know how to take the reservation. You just don't know how to keep the reservation. And then she says, well, do you want insurance? He goes, yeah, because I'm going to beat the hell out of this thing. You know?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah.
But Shep, too, if you do, I still have that one queued up on that UFO, you know, the three that they have.
Is that it?
Oh, no. Yeah, there it is. The UFO, you see the UFO guy?
The UFO.
I was there, but I didn't know you were shooting that quick.
I don't see it. Oh, okay.
There it is. All right. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Here it is.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. I'm still laughing about the shooting this that quick comment, but.
Yeah, this is the gimbal. If y'all remember, they came out early on with this footage of that gimbal. That's bizarre. Where the government released this and they said, look, we're seeing these tic-tac objects move around. They're going from altitudes of 70,000 feet back down to sea level. And this pilot came out. They had a Blink 182 band member, who knows, John Podesta, come out. Commander.
Yeah, they were emailing each other. They're pen pals.
Yeah, and I didn't necessarily. So Vinny is what's weird about this is we have now had a witness that's a listener of our show that has confirmed their security people saw the same type of object, which is,
hey, I'm gonna bring up my video of the UFOs I was talking about.
Yeah,
I forgot about that, damn it, but I can bring it up. There won't be any sound.
That's okay. Let's see Rant bring this up. Bring that up, Rant. Let's get that on screen.
Give me,
you're like
second.
That Star Trek guy, Data on screen.
Let's see here.
Look at Ransall in studio over here with me.
We're always in studio.
I'm gonna throw something at him. Should I shoot him with a squirt gun or something?
Yeah, you should get one of those things they do at the Japanese restaurants. It's like the little boy that pee-pees in your mouth. Like that really didn't sound right, but it, you know what I mean. Like when they put it. You've seen it, right?
The bug salt gun.
They put sake in it, and they go, "Oh, you know, I shouldn't."
I've never seen that.
I'll have to send you a video.
What's it at the Chinese market?
See my mouse on
the Japanese, like the hibachi tables when they You've done hibachi. Yeah,
this is the video I got here. Where'd it go? This is from 2011. So I'm outside my front yard. Someone had mentioned, probably on IntelliHub.com, that there was a war going on in space.
There's a war on for your mind.
War on for your mind in
space. The Galactic Federation.
So I go outside, right? And I film the, I hope this comes in HD. So I film the sun. And
now, it's so bright here. Automatically, I don't know what happened.
Fuck this. I'm an idiot on this one. Let me go back to the original.
The original.
That's a breakdown of this one.
Pull up the original there.
Yeah, everybody, just want to make a quick video on these.
Because I was doing a video on chemtrails.
Yeah.
And SOHO. Some other shit. Let me see here.
It's going to be a fun show.
It's been a while since I watched these things. Because now I'm afraid that
I'm getting called by somebody. Hold on a second, guys.
I had that ringtone, too.
Did you?
Yeah.
Fuck, YouTube just gave us a copyright strike for that ringtone.
They did not. They might have.
They hit me. They won't. Last night's stream, I couldn't even load on YouTube.
Oh, dude.
So this is talking about the black spots in the sun.
Okay.
But what I got. God damn it. I wish it would just fucking play. I was really retarded with my videos back in the day. Okay. Yep, this fucking mouse is gonna cover it. Cause there's an object that flies off to the side here. Just comes out of nowhere. And then there's another one that flies down here.
And you don't think it was like a lens flare?
No, because they were completely independent. I mean, this is Rant. The lens flare. This is a flare. These are flares.
Rant, let me play this clip. From
Let me get off. Meeting. I might be able to find the actual fucking file.
So. Dude, they had a Senate meeting in a classified session in the SCIF, the Sensitive Compartmentalized Information Facility, and Senator John Tester from Montana. He's this Democrat senator in Montana. Basically said they're talking about secret sessions. It reminded me of the Oliver North secret session stuff, but he says there's like some kind of weird shit going on in space, dude. Watch. Listen.
Keep in mind, at 11:30, I think we have a classified briefing in the SCIF for all the senators, so we're going to try to be prompt. So, the first question I have is, when this entered U.S. airspace, did we know what the Chinese were trying to collect? Did we know
China?
Do we know what they were doing? Do we know what they were trying
China.
To collect?
Comes from China.
Senator, thank you for the question. As the head NORTHCOM commander has said, when the balloon entered North American airspace, NORAD had custody of it and was tracking it closely.
Yeah.
As it transited across Alaska through Canada, which is, of course, part of NORAD, and we were sharing intelligence of real time and tracking and assessing with the Canadians, and as it entered the continental of the United States, we were able to track and assess.
I got the tracking, and I got that. I want to know if any of the Chinese were trying to collect with that balloon, reconnaissance balloon.
Yeah, Senator, thanks for the question. We can probably get into details more in the classified setting.
You can just say yes or no. Sir, you don't need to get into specifics. Just did we know what they're trying to collect, yes or no?
Yes, sir. We understand it. This is a broader part of a broader suite of operations that China is undertaking.
So we knew what they were looking for.
Sir, we, I think we should talk about this more explicitly in the classified session, but yes, sir, we understand that this is part of the broader suite of operations that, that China's undertaking to try and get...
Now watch, listen about the space comment.
I got it. I mean, there's all sorts of suites of operations we have with what's going on and out of space and anything. But the question is, did we
what's going on in outer space and everything? I mean, isn't that...
It's the space wars.
There is something going on up there, though. There is.
We're out here getting these Martians.
I'd rather have one of those than Predator. Your mind out
here. Rand had too much helium.
Sounds like he had too much adrenochrome.
Adrenochrome.
No, no, no! You can't have too much adrenochrome, man.
Oh man, they really are into that stuff.
We have Ring now, Grant Castle Studio, Bethany's her home studio. We got Mark Matheny in his home studio, and we got we couldn't afford to fly Vinny to the studio, so we got him at his studio in New Zealand.
Well, don't worry, I've got my entourage.
You see them behind you, like you're being detained or something.
Yeah, I was being detained. Yes, at the time that this photo was taken.
So, I mean, I think that is so insane that they're saying first they're talking about classified SCIF meetings, and then they're saying like we better talk about this in the classified section, but then. Then they, man, this is just, it's like too much, it's too much what that guy, like, I don't know. And then did you guys see this tweet? I'm going to try to pull this up. Rant, check this out. It's a tweet. Someone tweeted me. I'm going to try to get them on the show. They tweeted this in response to my article where I said people have spotted what appears to be a rogue planet. Flying through the sky because we did the report on the lady reporting that and her footage and all this. And then that video we saw that didn't look like the moon that was in front of the smoke. And now this person, my son is a truck driver and he saw the quote moon moving very close in the eastern sky this AM. He stated that it was not the moon and this planet object kept moving closer to Earth for 10 minutes then disappeared. This is the same description. This is from at @xpower351446670 on Twitter. So that's wild.
Yeah, the moon's crazy depending on like what time of the day, you know? Like I guess that sounds pretty fucking retarded to say, but when I was driving truck, you know, being up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I always thought the moon had that face on it, right? They always told us it had the moon in its face. Well, it's always turned sideways at like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. There's no happy face on the moon.
Yeah, no. Never a happy face.
Well, you go ahead, Shep.
Oh, no, jump in, man. I mean, like, we can talk about, we can cover anything, but I mean, this is a bunch of bizarre, weird news. And like Vinny said, it could all be a distraction or something. But the one weird kicker is that we have a listener of the show that's a security guy, and his security team saw one of these tic-tac-shaped objects right where the balloon was hovering over this South Carolina nuclear facility. And I think that's like, that's weird. That's a little weird.
Well, now, I was going to say, remember the old report? Uh-huh. Remember the old report, project from Iron Mountain? And they talk about a lot of things. And some people said it was a debunked report, but then there were news accounts that stated it was a credible report. And some of the things that, you know, I think it discusses is, revelation of alien beings in the end times. And then you also had the report from Project Iron Mountain also talked about the desirability of peace and what they were doing. And as Vinny was talking about is this disarmament scenario that it talks all about this disarmament scenario. Ronald Reagan, remember when he said at one point, we're not all going to be enemies. When the aliens come, then we're all going to come together. So it seems to me like they're playing on this theme of an outside force coming. So now we all have to draw together to create this world government to fight off these, space aliens from Planet X or something. I don't know.
If I may, this kind of scenario has been in play for quite some time. I remember I interviewed Rosa Corey, who was the protege of Wernher von Braun, the guy behind the V2 rockets for Nazi Germany, who later became the head of the space program for NASA.
Yeah,
And he said that there's going to be a great war against aliens, all right, and that basically they've got, what was it, Project Bluebeam, I believe it is, they have holographic projection satellites. that's a porn related military exercise, but I digress.
Men who stare at sheep.
there's also another project, the men who stare at boobs, but anyway, the thing that we're talking about here is ostensibly a staged alien invasion, so that they will have real damage, but it'll be holographic. Just like on Spider-Man Far From Home, where some kind of interdimensional threat comes and attacks everybody, but it's really just a whole bunch... Spoiler alert, for anybody who hadn't seen it, but it's really just a bunch of drones with holographic technology and weapons. So the problem that happens here is we may be faced with a completely fake threat, but everybody here will believe it's absolutely real, and they will give up their national sovereignty, and they'll give up their individual liberties in order to fight the alien menace. Just like they gave up all those rights and liberties the second the government says, oh my goodness, there's a virus that's going to come and get you. And everybody's fully indoctrinated not everybody, we aren't, but most people were wearing masks, taking medical experimentation and staying in their homes and so on and so forth. So the compliance of the population is very bad. And somebody asked me, how do you turn this around, Vinny? And I go, well, you've got to reach 51% of the population. 151% into the population believes something, like really truly believes it, knows it to be true, the rest of the population just sort of falls in line. That's why it's called Area 51.
How much percentage do you think
the invisible enemies
on the same page now? What do you think the percentage is? We were talking about some of this stuff today on Dusty's show, and it's interesting, we're kind of talking about the same stuff, do you think that there's more people awake than we're perceiving?
I'm being attacked by aliens.
Furry. It looks like
where's your dog, Chat? Where's Rex? Where's T-Rex?
Well, I'd like to talk about what was called the Ron Paul effect, right? And I think that there was a little meeting that was happening in Austin, Texas, with a bunch of different candidates, and they were asking, who are supporters of Ron Paul? And surprisingly, almost the entire audience actually put their hands up, and they all looked at each other and go, oh my goodness, I thought I was totally alone. And so that might be the case right here, where we don't talk to our neighbors. We don't knock on every single door and have a conversation. Hi, I'm Vinny Eastwood. Do you think 9/11 is an inside job? Oh, nice to meet you. It's difficult to discern a lot of the time, and we've kind of been put into these little conclaves online, which we thought had been bringing us together, but what if they're actually separating us and fracturing us even more, because we're not actually out in the real world with all the people that are really around us, that'll actually be there beside us in a crisis of some description? I'm just saying that...
They're controlling your perception on the screens.
I'm perceiving T-Rex how cute
I keep telling people, our realities, they control our realities through the screens and shit, and unless we actually perceive it and experience it in our physical realm, you can't trust anything.
Yeah. Precisely. So I remember I was having a conversation with the guy at the party where the police raided a couple of nights ago, and he kept asking me questions about the Freemasons. Do you think this guy's a Freemason? Do you think that guy's a Freemason? That kind of thing. I was just thinking, you're going to spend a lot of time talking about that stuff, man, and a lot of time talking about Q, a lot of time talking about Trump, a lot of time talking about the white hats. Are you part of the Freemasons? No. Are you part of the Q movement? No. Are you part of the Trump office? No. Okay. Spending your time on things that you have absolutely no involvement with, that you're not contributing to in any meaningful way. That's how you know something is a distraction. That's how you know something is a psyop, because it doesn't get you off your ass and get you improving yourself, because that's ultimately the only person or the only thing that you can really improve in this world is yourself, and to lead by example.
Well, they don't want anyone to improve themselves ever, obviously. If you look at what they feed us, they're trying to degenerate humans, essentially.
On that point, Shep, you bring up a very salient point, because I recently discovered that I actually have liver issues, and I went to my naturopath who sponsors the show, HoldenHealthcare.com, and he tells me about all the things that are actually causing all these liver issues. And they're everything we're eating, and pretty much everything that we're doing at all times has got something in it that kind of kills the liver. Now, what happens when your liver's in trouble? And believe me, your liver can be in trouble for a very long time before you actually kind of get pains like I did, and you kind of think, man, I've got to do something about this. The main side effect of liver damage through diet and stress and all of that kind of thing is apathy. Now, if you have a look at the main food pyramid, that they say this is how much you should be eating per day of this, that, and the other, all of those things cause liver damage. So my conspiracy theory is this, that the food supply and our habits of eating and our styles of living have been concocted and engineered specifically to destroy the liver. Why? Because the main thing that happens to somebody with a liver problem is apathy. What can you do?
Oh my God.
What can you do to a population that really don't give a fuck about anything?
Mm-hmm. And I think the SSRIs, the antidepressants and stuff, they kind of lobotomize somewhat. To some extent, people's personalities and things like that. I mean, I had taken some, not Prozac. I think it was.
Well, they also say fluoride does that as well.
Yeah. And I mean, it makes you like, I mean, docile. Like, I got off. I'm like, because I had some anxiety and stuff, and like, I'm like, this shit is making me docile. Like, it like made me feel like I was a wet mop. Like, I had like no personality, like my personality was gone. It really was. And I think 1 out of 5 people in the United States are on some type of psychotropic drug. I mean, they're all drug addicts. It's like pharmakia. I mean, yeah,
Brave New World.
Yeah, it is. Oh yeah, take your Soma.
Yeah.
Have you guys watched the new series of Brave New World?
No. What is it good?
Had you even heard of it?
No,
huh? Yeah, it's coming though. We're gonna be in it, I think.
Where can you find it, Vinny?
Well,
at the World Economic Forum.
Oh shit!
It's on Peacock or something like that.
Okay, yeah.
But you know when
that's the other one.
But failing that, you can always Peacock. Illegally download it. You know.
What about Turkey Necks?
Turkey Tales.
Turkey Tales.
We
had a lady on the show. She
good for you.
She picked up some turkey tails one time, and she was frying them up, and she realized she was cooking up a human penis, and she had to call the police, and it was crazy. So they there was a member in her package of turkey.
Well, so did she like get it out of the thing and was like, you know, this seems a little bit floppy than the regular.
Yeah, it was. I think it was like super rubbery or stiff or something.
Ew! She never got the answer from the police, though. Remember?
Yeah, the police never really told her, but she said she thinks it was real.
That's so mean. We're all eating Soylent Green now. They want it
from China.
It all comes from China. I heard the latest butterballs come from China. So
Oh, man. They ship it back and forth and all
that. Yeah, what the frick? Okay, how do they do this? Like, how much time does it take? Why, though? I don't understand.
Oh, man, that's so quick.
Imagine for a moment that there is a plan for the world to make everything so bureaucratic and not work so good that nothing would ever get done unless it took a really, really long time. And that way, nothing could ever go wrong for the people who rule the planet for a really long time without them finding out about it and changing it.
Oh, my God. They suck.
AmioLife, promo code SHEP25, AmioLife.com, promo code SHEP25. Get their probiotic. It's the best probiotic. Grab it. Get it. AmioLife.
Tune in Sunday for the 2-hour show.